The descent downward from the macroscopic level to the microscopic level is a two-step process. The first step downward is to the atomic level. The second step downward is to the subatomic level. The smallest object that we can see, even under a microscope, contains millions of atoms. To see the atoms in a baseball, we would have to make the baseball the size of the Earth. If a baseball were the size of the Earth, its atoms would be about the size of grapes. If you can picture the Earth as a huge glass ball filled with grapes, that is approximately how a baseball full of atoms would look. The step downward from the atomic level takes us to the subatomic level. Here we find the particles that make up atoms. The difference between the atomic level and the subatomic level is as great as the difference between the atomic level and the world of sticks and rocks. It would be impossible to see the nucleus of an atom the size of a grape. In fact, it would be impossible to see the nucleus of an atom the size of a room. To see the nucleus of an atom, the atom would have to be as high as a 14-story building. And the nucleus of an atom as high as a 14-story building would be about the size of a grain of salt. Since a nuclear particle has about 2,000 times more mass than an electron, the electrons revolving around this nucleus would be about as massive as dust particles. But a subatomic particle is not like a dust particle. There is more than a difference in size between a dust particle and a subatomic particle. A dust particle is a thing, an object. A subatomic particle cannot be pictured as a thing. Therefore, we must abandon the idea of a subatomic particle as an object. Quantum mechanics views subatomic particles as tendencies to exist, or tendencies to happen. How strong these tendencies are is expressed in terms of probabilities. A subatomic particle is a quantum, which means a quantity of something. What that something is, however, is a matter of speculation. Many physicists feel that it is not meaningful even to pose the question. It may be that the search for the ultimate stuff of the universe is a crusade for an illusion.